there's a loss of dichoy. Rashi says, Yesh teres dichoy b'kdushas damim. Even with kdushas, only kdushas damim. Apo pi shen kdushas aguf, it has kdushas aguf, gan hocha. Sheik tishchetze yoni mak tishef of it. So like kit shelo damel. When you first makdish on the hair for the animal, you are not makdish the goof for the animal. It's only the demel. Shrein lo chela, ela vechetz, you only on half of it. V'yein kedusha royal lifshayt bekula. The kedusha can't be chal upon the whole thing up here, according to your mouth. So it's only kedusha's domin. That's only kaddish to sell, and the money should be brought. Afilu hachi shayich bo dichoy. Still it's considered a loch of dichoy. V'etit chay lomis. And it's pushed away loylam, even though later she gets its kedusha's aguf. Still, it cannot be brought for carbon. And the chiddush is v'loyer min rashes. I do not say loyalim mekudushas damim lisa mishum dichoy. Maybe I should not say that since at the beginning, when one shutter was only makdish his half, it only had a kudushas damim, meaning it's only kaddish in order to sell it and with the money to bring the carbon. That's not such a strong kedusha. So even though that kedusha was not fit to be brought, maybe later when it becomes a real good kedusha, it could be brought. That's a chiddush. Know that a dichoy, that yesh dichoy b'damim, even though it only has a kedushas damim on it, still there's a parasha of dichoy. These are three kedushim we see from Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah, Oma Ulo, Oma Rabbi Yechanan, Ochal Chaylev, somebody ate Chaylev by Shoigeg, says Chayev a korban chattis, v'hifrish korban, and he said, aside he was mafrish, his korban chattis, for the chet. And then the hamer das, then he became a mumor, like he gave a coming up, he forgot Yiddishkeit. And he became like a couple of curves. So Locher is right now when his hamer das, and Rashi says, Nidche mi korban. He's docho, he can't bring a korban right now. Like with Dashni Gemara in Chulun Dashin, Miyam Oritz, Prat la mumor. That from a mumor, a person that does averis lahachis, we're not makabal a korban. So right now when he became a mumor, he's not fit to bring a korban. So that's called his korban was nidcha. Now, what's going to be because the boy, then lady, does tshuva? So can he bring his korban that he had set aside from before? The locher is no. Hayel the nidcha yidcha. Since there was a time, after you amalfished the korban, that the korban was not fit to be used, at the time when you were a mumor, at that time you cannot be mak of the korban, so that's called a dichoy, was pushed away once, there's a sorn in his kedusha, it cannot be brought anymore. Even with the later the person does tshuva, and like now he's fit to bring a korban, but this korban itself is possible. And it manam, we also learned like this, Omer Rav Yirmi Amar Mavua, Omer Rav Yechanan, Och al chaylev, vifrish korban. Somebody ate chaylev b'shaygit, says chayev to bring a korban chattis, and he was mafresh, he set aside the korban chattis. Then the person became a shaita, and right now that he's a shaita, he's not fit to bring a korban. He has no das. He's not fit to bring a korban. Rashi says, nitche, tevinin das, v'mesech derech in the perek oim mishkol elai. You have to be a bar das in order to bring a korban. Now if you're a shaita, you're a fool. Now, because of nishtafo, later the person became well, and he became a bar das, the locher is going to bring his first korban or not? So we say no. Hoyo v'nitche yitche. Since at the time when he was a shait, at that time this korban was not fit to be brought, but since it was nitche, was pushed away, it stays pushed away, cannot be brought anymore. These are the two lochers of Rabbi Yechanan that we say, like, is nitche, that even though it's a bal chai, the korban still is pushed away, cannot be used anymore. And the Gemara says, L'tzricha, we need both cases of Rabbi Yechanan. The Yashmin and Kamais, if we'd only hear the first case of Rabbi Yechanan, where the person ate chaylev and then it became a mumor, I'll tell you, know why there it's nitche, mishum dehu dochi nafshiv yedayim, because the person became a mumor by himself, he himself became an avarian, he does avarians, he started to eat chaylev lahachis, he himself became a mumor. But since he did it to himself, the das, therefore was strict upon it to say, this korban is nitche, it can't be used anymore. Ah, v'lochub in the second case. But the person became a shaita, avalocha, the memela itcha, it happened by itself. It wasn't his fault. The fact that he became a fool, so maybe kiyoshin dami. The fact that he's a shaita right now and is not fit to bring a korban, maybe he's only like a person that went to sleep. A person goes to sleep also the same way. When you're asleep, you can't bring a korban. So maybe when the person became a shaita, also he's like he went to sleep. That's the chiddush. No, that's worse. Because even though you're sleeping, lamaisa, we could wake you up. So you're fit to bring a korban. Ma'ashenkin, if you're a shaita, you're not called a bar das, you're not fit to have a korban. Now, the yashmin hachavron, it's had a case by a shaita, over here, mishum diyein biyodom lachzer. You know why it's so strict over here, that since the person is not fit for korban, it stays that way. That's only maybe because he can't fix himself. It's not fixable to become normal. If you became a shaita, we don't know when you become normal again. So that's called a dichui. Aval hocha, mashing of the person only becomes a mumar. Diyesh biyodilach, so the person is a bardas. Just became a bal taivanik. Or more, he's doing averis lahachis. But here it's possible for him to do tshuva any second. He could be chayzer, say maloi. Maybe it's not considered a dichui, because he himself could always make himself fit to bring the korban. That's one of the chedushim here. That in both cases, we said the klal of hoil v'nitche yitche. Since the korban is not fit to be brought at a certain time, it remains that way. He cannot bring this korban anymore. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi asked the question like this. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ochal chaylev for ifrish korban. The person ate chaylev and he was mafrish a korban for the chaylev that he ate. For hoyru bezdin shechaylev muta, and now the bezdin hagodo paskin that this type of a chaylev that he ate is muta to eat. And the locher is right now. If he would eat it right now, b'shigas bezdin he'd be potter from a korban. But that's the gemara we had in first mission Haris, that a yochid that's also by roiz bezdin is potter from a korban. Only if no tzibur does it, the power upon the tzibur. But if the yochid listens to bezin, he's potter from a korban. So now this person right now, if he would eat chaylev right now, he'd be potter for bringing a korban. But then later bezin retracted and said, no, you're not allowed to eat this chaylev, so now there's no more psak of bezin. Now if the person will eat chaylev again b'shoigig, he would be chayev a korban. Maho, is he allowed to bring this korban or not? May have a dichoy, Allah have a dichoy. Is this korban considered nitcha or not? When he was first mafresh the korban, he had a chiyuv to bring it. At that time, he just got finished eating chaylev, yede b'shoigeg. There was not a psak bezdin yet, so he had a chiyuv to bring a korban chatis. Then, for his later, bezdin gave the psak. That's the question at the time. When bezdin gave the psak, is that called the ptur? Like nitcha, that bezdin will not bring this korban anymore? To say, ho, v'nitcha yitcha? Or maybe no? Omlei, he said back to him, who sabah, that kipos of Rabbi Yechanan vidchuyin, when Rabbi Yechanan started to give drushes about Hilchas Dichuy, about a korban that was once fit. That korban was once fit, and now became not fit. So when he started off to give this drush, you know where he started from. Lurus has said that this is also considered a korban as nitcha. You cannot bring this korban anymore. And what's the reason? So my time, a wholesome gavri itchi. Korban lo yitche, the two cases before where the person became a mumor or became a shaita, there is only a problem upon the person, the gavra, the person is not fit to have the korban. But the actual korban itself, it's okay, like other people have to bring korbanos. But also over here it's much worse. Korban nami yitche, there's even a dich in the korban. That since the person, since bezdin paskin at chelev is muta, nobody brings a korban now on this. Since even considered a bigger dichui, the Rabbi Yechanan says in Echanami, even the later Bezdin retracts from that stock, this person cannot bring this korban anymore. It's called the korban shenitcha, cannot be used anymore. Here, yeah, then it says in the Mishnah, Omar Shim ben Azai mekublonim ifi shivim ushnaim zokin, I accept it from 72 zokin. The question is, Lomuli lemisno shivim ushnaim zokin, why does it say 72 like zokin? Why doesn't it say zakenim? Why do you say Lashon Zocher for a Lashon Yochid? We're talking about 72. So Warren says the Kula B'Chodesh Shitase Avikaimi, because they're all holding the exact same Shita. That's why it says Lashon of the Yochid like Lashon of Zokin. The Rashi says it means V'Shiva Achas Yeshvin for Kulan Hoyin Kishecher. They all held the exact same Shita. And the Gemara says Mishnah ends off that Lehoisev Benazir Yelo Oila. Benazir's Chiddush was that only Kol Hazvachim HaNecholim. They are kosher shalay lishmoy. Marshenk and a korban oila. That's kulu kolo. The whole thing is burnt. There's no achilas odam at all. Not even for the koyin. That's also as a psul shalay lishmoy. The Amar Rav Huna, my time of the Benazai. What's the reason of Benazai? Why does he hold? Why does he say that even a korban oila has a psul of shalay lishmoy? So Marin says, oila hi isharech nicharech lashem. Says lashon of oila hi. So we darshin he lishmoy kshera. Only if you shech the korban oila lishmoy is it kosher. But shalor lishmoy psul, if you shech the shalor lishmoy, you should know it's possible. Fred Gemara, that's the diik, oshem namik siv bei hu. It says the word hu by oshem also, so maybe oshem also shalor lishmoy should be kosher. Mitzrayim, like we had before, Hu liyachar Torah simur mudichsev, it says the word Hu by Oshem, after by the burning of the Emurim, which is not Likuva, so therefore it can't be a psul in the Korban Shlal Lishmoy. Because the Gemara here also by Oilah, Hainam liyachar Torah simur mudichsev, by Korban Oil also it says the word Hu, when it says Oilahi Isherech Nichoyla, something about the burning of the Emurim, the burning of the meat. So how could you learn out here by carbon oil? It has to be done lishmoy. And shal lishmoy is possible. It only says it by the emurim, which is not the ikuv at all. So where it says no, an oil is different than an osham, because over here by carbon oil, I'll tell you, trei hi ksive. It says two times the word he by carbon oil. Trashi b'mein hasheni inyan liyachar aktoro to ksiv cha tenu inyan liyavoid is dam. Like even though they both are written after by the avoda of the emurim, but since you do not need both by the emurim, therefore put one by avoda sadam as if to say it's likuva. But if you shech the korban oil shalay lishmoi, it's possible. So where's the question? If so, oshem nami trehu ksivi. It says two times the word he by oshem also. So why don't I say even though it says it by emurim, but since you have two, one is for the avoda sadam to say that's likuva. Tumor says true, Ella Rada Ben Azai the Kalvachim Maisilo. Ben Azai learns out from the Kalvachim to say that a carbon oilo would be possible Shlelishmoy. And his Kalvachim is like this, O Machat is Shein Kolo, Shokta Shlelishmoy Psula, Madach a carbon chatis, which is not Kuloi Kolo. You do not burn the whole thing. Part of it is eaten by the Kahanim, Zichre Kuna. So, and still the law is v'shech the shalei lishmo, that it's psula, oila, a korban oila, she kolo, the whole thing is burnt, there's no achilas adam at all, like kol shechein, isn't it for sure surah to say that a korban oila, if the avoiders were done shalei lishmo, it should make a psul. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, ma lechatis shekein mechaperis. Maybe korban chatis is different, because if it comes on a special chet that you did, it's mechaper. You need it for your kapara. So that's why Shalei Lishmoy is possible. But maybe a Pesach, an oilo does not come special for a kapara. You bring an oilo for a derv and for a neder and a dava, maybe Shalei Lishmoy is still kosher by an oilo. Sumara says, Pesach Yechir, I bring a book from a Korban Pesach. That even though a Korban Pesach does not come for a kapara, still Shalei Lishmoy is possible. Sumara says, but from Pesach, Ma le Pesach Shekein Zmane Kavua. You can't learn out from a Korban Pesach by itself. Because the Korban Pesach has a special zman when you can bring it. Only on Yud Dalet B'Nisin after Chatzos. Maybe that's why the Torah was tricked to say Shlo L'Shmoy is possible. Mashenk in the Korban Oli you can bring any time. Maybe Shlo L'Shmoy is kosher. So where it says on this Chatzos Tachir, I bring a book from the Korban Chatzos. There also there's no zman kavua and it has a psul Shlo L'Shmoy. And if so, I'll say, even though from each one separately you cannot learn it out, but the klal always is, V'chozer Hadin. I'll learn out like from both of them together. And even though Leroy Zeh, Keroy Zeh, Leroy Zeh, Keroy Zeh, each one by himself has something special, but that alone is not deceived, is not what's gurim, the psul shlel lishmoy, and the proof is the other one does not have it. So what's that tzara shavah shabem? What's the common denominator? What do they both have in equal to say that's what you need to make a psul shlel lishmoy? What you need is shein kodshim, v'shoch to shlel lishmoy is posel, that both a korban pesach and a korban chatis are kodshim and a shechita shlo lishmoy is posel. Afanu yavi oila, I bring a korban oil also. She kodshim v'shochta shlo lishmoy psula. That it's also posel. That's how Ben Azai learns out. Poshut from the mehatzad between chatis and a korban pesach. For the Gemara, no mal yatzad hashav shebem sheish bem tzad koros. That both of them have to do with koros. The korban chatis comes on an aveir you did that the mezid would have been chayav koros. A korban pesach, if you did not bring it, you chayav koros. Therefore, the Torah was marked with shalei lishmoy's posel. But maybe just the korban oil that does not come for chiyuv chatis, the other would not be a psul shalei lishmoy. So Moran says, Ben Azai tzad koros leporch. He doesn't ask this for question. Ben Azai does not hold this for question. Even though there's no koros by oil, so what? There's still enough to learn out.